What?
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. This is the WGXC Afternoon Show with Sarah Kendall and Noah Reibel. And we're joined in the studio right now by Milandu Badila and Michael Mosby. That was a track we were just listening to of Milandu's with his project Black and Gold. Black and Gold is a collaborative music project with the influence of indie rock and hip-hop led by Young Paris. That's a sentence that I just read from Milandu's Kickstarter page where he's describing the work he's doing. Hi, Milandu.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Will you tell us what we just heard?
You guys just listened to Walk On. Walk On is a very strong song in the progression of the album Walk On. It's actually titled Walk On as well. And I actually titled that the album because, for one, it's the first song that me and Steve sat down and played together. So it has a powerful name, and that's one of the strongest songs of the piece that we're working on so far. So it kind of just describes me just being a rebellious character, kind of punching my way into the world of rock, with just hip-hop, kind of, again, rebellious lyricism on some indie tune.
Okay, so if there's someone tuning in right now who doesn't know you or doesn't know your work, will you give kind of like a 101? Who are you? What's your story?
My name is Young Paris. I'm originally born in Paris. I was raised in Long Island, New York, and Hudson. I've been in Hudson now for 14 years. And I come from a family of African dance and drum performers. My father was actually one of the founders of the National Ballet of the Congo, and I actually just got back to go. I just was honored to go back home, and we spent some time in his country and seen some of our family and stuff. It was amazing. So, and my mother was also a dancer as well, danced in New York. She was invited to Africa. They met up in Paris, and the story began. So as far as I go, I'm a very kind of genre-bending artist. I do rock, hip-hop, electronic, dubstep. It doesn't really matter for me. I just the idea behind my music is really just to have no rules when it comes to the approach to coming on a genre of music. So I kind of play with everything. So for one, the Young Paris side of me, when I go as Young Paris, is very just anything that I just want to put my hands on. And Black and Gold is really more focused on indie rock with the influence of lyricism, which would be hip hop. So kind of two distinctive characters playing some sort of the same role. So.
And it's a collaborative thing. It's you're working with other musicians.
Yeah.
Local musicians, people here.
Yep, local musicians. As far as the Black and Gold thing goes, well, even a lot of the Young Paris too. It's just, you know, local producers. Actually, recently there's been a lot of online people that have been attracted to my music and sent me a lot of tunes. But as far as the Black and Gold project goes, Steve Durant is the main producer behind it. He's the guy who I started this whole project with, and since, and still working with Steve, there's a couple local musicians who's also added a few lines down on some of our tunes and some guitar and bass and stuff. So a very community-based project, definitely.
So in some of the things that you do, I've seen, recently made a music video, and at the very end there's a thing that says, "Welcome to Hudson, New York." You also have, in this fundraising video that you've made, you've got a whole bunch of different people who live here, a lot of local faces saying Black and Gold, Black and Gold. You see, actually, I don't think they're all local. I think they're kids from all over the world in that video. But I'm curious to hear you talk about this, how this place, how where you're from, features and kind of has shaped the work that you do.
Yeah, just the beginning of how it all came together, just, you know, it actually, the Black and Gold project was birthed in Hudson, so. One thing that's big, actually, in hip-hop is, what you'll notice with a lot of lyricists is wherever you're from is really important to you. And you'll hear when a lot of rappers, like, they always represent their city and kind of the place that takes care of them. So for me, just spending 14 years in Hudson, just so much time being home here and being able to branch out with a rock project, I feel like Hudson has been, like, a strong part of that. Because this city, if you ever come to Hudson, is very crossover in a sense where there's a strong Black community, a strong white community, and just mixed racial in general. And we all try our best to kind of multiculturally do events and cross paths with each other. So, you know, just rock, there's like a strong rock influence in Hudson and a very strong hip-hop influence. So for me to put these two together and for Hudson to be where the subject is starting is just like, for me, I have to kind of represent that. And let these locals know that, you know, I'm just trying to make this happen for us. So.
Okay, let's take a quick break. I'm going to put on a song, and then we'll talk a little bit more what you're doing right now.
Yep.
This is Lover's Gold, and your sister's on it, right?
Yep, featuring Lady Moon and Yasu Benedict.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's the lover's goal. Find what you're looking for, forget the untold. No one remembers them, touch my soul. With your soft hands, let's tell a story that they'll talk about forever. We can call it how we see it. I see us building a meaning, catch each other when we're leaning. Fight away our demons, he's forget to lock it. Why? Cause there's no reason. When I'm with you, my heat's good. When I'm not feeling like I'm freezing, it's the lover's goal. Squeeze you by the lip, hold your waist close, let your bra slip, give a little kiss, tell you have a seat, sit in front of me, tell you I love, cut the last word, look in your eyes, staring in mine, and close that time, I don't want to touch, feel your energy, feel your soul, push right in front of me, love is good, love is good, love is good, love is good. Lovers go, 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 lovers go. It's the lover's goal. Find what you're looking for, that makes the heat cold. Forget your friends and them, just be whole. What the future brings, let the world flow. Cause we're not here forever, take this one life and let yourself go. Keep the people around you that make you feel special. There's only one of you, so let the rest go. So you've been painted with the lies and it's stressful. Let me hold you, let the song cry. Fall on my chest till the shirt drops. And when the shirt drops, take my shirt off. You can push me on the bed and let the lights fall. Bless me. Love is good. 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 Love is good.
I'm not at all tired, but I feel the need to sleep and reminisce on a dream about you. I feel the need to live for certainty that in my heart you live too. I wanna know your mind and all that is behind, so I can walk the line and work with time to make you mine or make us ours. For hours and hours while days make ways and blossoms in May. And oh, how I really wish I could fall with the colors of autumn if I knew you'd be there at the bottom. And even if this world is just a dream that seems as real as the words I mean, I would still believe in a life of day and night with you in my sight. And though it is the eye who see, it is the mind in me that know if we could just be, then life and love is eternity.
Okay, you're listening to the WGXC Afternoon Show, and today we're joined by Milandu Badila. That's who you were just listening to with Black and Gold. And part of the reason that we were excited to have Milandu in here today is because there's been a lot of buzz on the streets over the past few weeks around different Kickstarter campaigns going on. And for a lot of people, that's like a totally new word in the vocabulary, Kickstarter. And for everyone, it's pretty new. It's a site that's just, I think it's just 3 years old, but it's sort of blowing up. So Milandu, can you talk about what does this mean? You've got a Kickstarter campaign. What does that mean? How does it work?
Just to kind of introduce Kickstarter. It's funny because my friend Miles Vidor, one of my closest friends, he kept telling me, you know, just to get the funding for the album. Because just to come back to how it all started from the funding end of it is, you know, we actually finished half the album and we shot like 5 or 6 snippets and we really just got a little bit of promo going behind it and we just wanted to get a response from the city. And but we realized how much money it actually cost to make all this happen, like so much fun, like the funding behind building a project. So Kickstarter, you know, friends would approach us and say, you know, you could actually build a page. And I didn't really believe in it until I saw some of the goals being accomplished. So a friend of mine, Chris Perry, who actually accomplished his goal recently, just worked on his machine project where he has these, like, industrial kind of machines that he kind of constructs with weird, I don't know how he actually makes it happen, but it's like these pieces of metal that actually play music. And, you know, it was an inspiring project, and he made it happen. So it just gave me another lift to just say that I can put my influence behind it. And my Kickstarter is really based on finishing the album, getting a small promotional tour behind it, and getting the merchandise and, you know, all the expenses we need to cover for the next several months after when the album drops and after it drops, so we can be financially good where I don't have to put so much time into, you know, working on my... So I could really just focus on working on this project. My Kickstarter is for the album called Walk On. And again, there's like half the album is actually complete. And if you actually go on Kickstarter.com, and the easiest way to say it is go on Kickstarter.com and actually search Black and Gold. And that's spelled Black regularly. And it's not and, it's N, just the letter N. And Gold, and if you see that, you'll immediately see the album, and it's a Hudson, New York project, and there's a video that you can see there, and the video really will explain my life and the story and my family and Hudson and how this all came together and why I'm trying to present this piece to you guys to help me, to help donate and pledge and make this album actually possible. So, the strongest advice I would actually tell you is just watch the video. And if you're inspired by the video, you can give a donation to help the album actually be possible.
One of the things that's interesting, seeing artists have these campaigns and raise the money they need to do their the work that they're trying to do. There is this sort of like there's this promotional piece to it where people have a video on the front of their page and I'm curious about how, like, there's all these people doing interesting things around here, and I'm curious about how you got, like, how did you, are you behind the production here? Is this film yours? Is this, like, and especially for some of the young folks who come by the station all the time with these, like, huge dreams and trying to figure out how to make it possible, how did you start to develop the tools to put yourself out there like this?
Well, another attribute that I kind of present myself as is a director and videographer and editor as well. Actually, all of my videos that you've seen that say Young Paris on it, besides Steve's preview that we did recently, since I actually started doing videos, every single video that's been done has been shot and edited by myself. So, you know, I already had self-taught experience in doing video work. So rather than hiring someone, I actually did the whole video myself. So we started shooting in Africa. And actually, before Africa, we just started getting a lot of local people to just... give their support by just saying Black and Gold, which you'll see at the end of the video. And right after that, we actually started shooting in Africa just to give you guys some sort of a story. And what actually happened after this project is done, I'm actually going to release a small documentary that shows more of our trip that we did when we went to Africa. It's probably a 1-hour piece. But so I shot some footage in Africa, then I came back here, and it actually wasn't for a Kickstarter because I didn't even know about Kickstarter yet. I just actually was going to make a compilation video for promo behind the album, and I thought it would be wise to put that in the Kickstarter. So I actually shot all of the video work that you see. I edited all the work myself. And as you can see, I'm in the car in the shot because I just had my camera propped. So, and, you know, I just asked several friends to say what they think about the project and such and just made it kind of happen. So one of the biggest advice I'll give to young people that have any influence in anything artistic is just the time. Like, you have to really expose yourself to all media. And you know, one of the strongest things that make you go into that direction is when you find out, like, for me, it was just because people wouldn't give me their time. Like, I would ask friends to shoot. I would ask friends to do this and that. And, you know, people either... would not take me very serious or just didn't know what to do. So I just kind of put my own influence and I became a designer. I do all the graphic work and just started shooting all my own videos. So, you know, you just get creative in the process, but it just takes time. You just really have to have a love and passion for it and it'll come. So, you know.
So will you say once more, where's this page located? How can people find you?
Yes, you can go to Kickstarter.com. That's spelled Kickstarter.com. And actually, if you search Black and Gold, Black, the letter N, and then Gold, you'll see immediately some random black guy with a band behind him, and that's the video you should click and watch. So,
not so random. I feel like a lot of people tuning in may have run into you on the street or may have been handed a flyer by you, too.
Yeah. If you didn't get a flyer yet or if you have several of them, it's about that time to start getting people to getting them out to friends. Because, you know, we're actually at a $1,335 so far on the pledge of 45 days. This is after a 12-day process. And we have about 33 days left. I'm not even looking at the profile, but we have about 33 days left. And the goal is $10,000. So there's still a little over $8,500 to go. And we need you to send your donation, even $10, $20, whatever you can. There's a small little process you have to go through, but just find the page. And
it is sort of, it's like an analogous to the kinds of, like, we've got this listener-supported radio station where we have the support of a lot of people that make it possible. And then another phrase that's sort of become part of our, become more commonplace is community-supported agriculture, where people pay in advance for shares at a farm where they can get. So there's sort of like these different models coming up of how, of pairing the sort of like a lot of people have a little to give. Mm-hmm. And also when people pay in advance, then it allows people to do work. That's sort of like some of the pedagogy behind it, I think, which, yeah, I think is sort of interesting,
yeah, yeah,
as this thing becomes more common.
Yeah.
And also the larger you can make your network, the more people who can contribute, even if they make small contributions, it'll all add up to reaching your goal. Let's listen to more of the record is so good. Let's listen to more of the new songs.
What do you think we should play? Oh, I have another question, actually. What is young Paris doing right now? Is that like an alter ego? Is that on?
Oh, yeah.
See, like, asleep or like what's?
Well, Young Paris just released about 2 days ago. I just released a mini EP. It's called High Boots and Leather, and High Boots and Leather just comes from just an influence of just young and being wild. And, you know, I like electronic music and raging. And, you know, I'm 23 years old, so. High Boots and Leather is really, I just wanted to try the genre, which is called drum and bass. I was influenced by a producer that sent me a tune, and I just wanted to try a few songs in that genre. So you could actually, if you go on SoundCloud or even if you just Google High Boots and Leather, you should be able to find a mixtape. And, you know, I'm just doing a lot of promo behind that. We just shot a big video called Pop. If you YouTube Young Paris Pop, you'll actually see Sarah Kendall, who I'm speaking with, in the video. And a bunch of local friends just came out, and we had a lot of fun down at Basilica. Thank you again to Basilica and Leticia Hussein for letting us use her piece for the video. And you should definitely check that out. It's pretty wild, and it's fun for Hudson. But
okay, what song should I put on now?
Every Night is Good.
Okay, Milani, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah. Oh, let me say one more thing before I leave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just the last thing just about the Kickstarter. Again, the reason why I'm here is I'm doing my Kickstarter campaign. You can go on Kickstarter.com and search Black and Gold. The way it kind of works, just to let you know one more time, is if you donate, your pledge is just held. So you're not charged until April 8th is when the campaign is over. So there's been a lot of people that have said, you know, I just want to wait till I get a little bit of funding and stuff. But if you pledge today, you won't be charged till April 8th. So whatever you think you'd have in mind to give, you can give. And again, we accept $10, $20, anything. It all heads up. So please send your pledge. I'm very desperate to make this happen and make this album possible for Hudson, New York. So anything will help. Kickstarter.com, Black and Gold, and here is Every Night. Stole my name, my game.
took the way she grew up. Red wine and glass with two cups. Took a toast to health and new love. I just wish we had the same vision. I just wish the bullshit was over. I just wish the sky was the limit. But I'm like the air in a soda. Trying to go. Wish she would let me. I'm just saying. You know, you stole my name, my game. But you're not.
Right, this is the WGXC Afternoon Show. This is Sarah Kendall and Noah Rybel, and we were just talking to Milandu Badila, who is a Hudson hip-hop artist who's got this Kickstarter page going. And part of the reason we wanted to have him in here was to kind of delve into this phenomena of Kickstarter that feels like it's sort of blowing up. If you haven't heard that word before, Kickstarter is a leading crowdfunding website. It enables the public to fund creative projects. It's a website that's just about 3 years old, and the idea is that it allows users, anybody, to post an idea for a project, everything from iPod Nano watches to kind of wacky performance art projects, to zines, to hip-hop rock albums like Black and Gold, and to solicit donations from the rest of the internet to turn them into reality, using social media, using personal, you know, human networks, using everything that the internet has got to offer to spread the word. So someone who posts a site, an aspiring project creator is allowed to set their own funding goal and given a set window of time to raise the money. Usually it's about a month, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes less. And Kickstarter takes a 5% cut of all successfully funded projects, which are used to pay the Kickstarter staff. It's a team based in New York that I think is just under about 40 people. They run the crowdfunding website. They don't do that much curation. I think they give advice to people who get in touch, but other than that, it's up to project creators to tap into their own communities and to reach their own fundraising goals, so it's sort of a come one, come all model. Their site's guideline says, Kickstarter can be used to fund projects from the creative fields of art, comics, dance, design, fashion, film, food, games, music, photography, publishing, technology, and theater. Those are the current projects that the categories for projects that they support. And one of the company's three co-founders, named Yancey Strickler, who we're actually going to hear from in a minute, recently said that Kickstarter is on track to distribute over $150 million to its users' projects in 2012.
It's incredible.
I'll say that again, $150 million. And it's creating all this conversation, and I think sort of hyper-locally there have been a couple of recent Kickstarter projects happening right here where people are starting to see the... hear buzz about it on the street or hear posts about it. And it's interesting, the conversation that it's bringing up about what this means for how art gets funded and what this means for entrepreneurship and how people who aren't necessarily able to go for grants might be able to raise money through this site, but also maybe people who, No. It's sort of complicated.
Well, that's right, because at the same time that Kickstarter projected that it would distribute $150 million in 2012, Kickstarter projects that are up on the site are film or music-related projects. They're either musicians trying to produce an album, filmmakers trying to make a film. A few of the projects have been able to raise more than $1 million this past year. It seems like
There were two projects that broke that $1 million mark for the first time in the same 24-hour period.
One was an iPod dock.
It's really wild. Yeah. I was reading someone in the film industry talk about some statistics that this year's South by Southwest Festival in Austin has 31 films playing this year that were funded by Kickstarter donations, and which is, I think, just over 10% of the films that they have playing this year, and that there were 17 films at the Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah, I think Kickstarter had a really large presence at the Sundance Film Festival this year, just as far as there were 10 to 12 films that were partially funded by Kickstarter.
And the whole thing is so new. It's just 3 years old, and it's suddenly becoming, it's very quickly become a sort of... it's a tool that people are really using, and it's interesting to think about whether or not this is paving the road to a different kind of future of community fundraising and entrepreneurship, or if everyone's going to grow really tired of it really quickly. It does seem like at a moment when people are losing faith in big business and big finance, it's interesting to see how these sort of littler projects happen on a neighborhood level, and then